We're continuing Chayim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Yud Beis, Siman Dalet. As Harry deals with the situation when you have plants, vegetables, which tend to sprout. You have onions, carrots, potatoes, which have begun to sprout. If they're sitting on the ground, So the Chayadim's case, where he talks about a case where a person would put into the ground, obviously we're not dealing with that nowadays in our scenarios. What's a more common case is where a person has some potatoes or onions sitting on the ground, and the ground is moist, and the moisture on the ground tends to allow the onion to start to sprout. So would it be considered kosher to pick up the onion, pick up the potato, and move it from that spot? As now, a raw potato is muksa, so a person should not be moving a raw potato. But an onion is not muksa. It's edible, it's usable. People can cut it up and use it. A raw carrot is not muksa. People eat raw carrots. So a person wants to pick them up, thereby taking away from this moisture, which is allowing them to grow. The scenario which the Chayim talks about, where that could get involved in, is where it's somewhat in the ground over here. It's sitting just on top of the ground, but the moisture is going to be the source of the its growth. But the person did not put it there for that purpose. That goes along those lines of with what he said in Siman Gimel, where the person did not intend that it should start taking root. And the item, which is what has in common with the case of the item over here, which he talks about in Siman Dalet, is fully exposed. It's not embedded at all in the ground at all. So the combination of the fact that it's fully exposed, and that's not derech gedulim, that's not how you make it grow. You don't put it on top of the ground and put and have moisture there. You would put it in some type of medium for the purpose of it going to be to grow. So taking it from there, even though you're preventing it from continuing to grow further, is not considered an act of kitzur by doing so. This is similar to the idea which we spoke about, the idea by the bean sprouts. It's wiping off the moisture on the bean sprout. If you're taking the bean sprouts out of their jar, that's where they grow. But wiping off the moisture is not considered, you're not taking it out of a medium, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So again, we have to define what the growth medium is, and then if a person removes it from the growth medium, that's considered an act of kitzur. Let's say a person wants to carry a onion over an area which is they're eating outside, and we've met the criteria. They should not be concerned. He's carrying the onion in the air over the open soil, which allows it to help it grow in that situation. So that's not a problem. In the case where the plant is in a flower pot and it has roots and it's drawing nutrients, then it will draw nutrients from the ground as well. In a case where it does not have a root system right now, so it would not be drawing nutrients from the ground. Even if some of it starts to sprout, that sprouting is not considered that it's developing. Now, in a situation where, let's say, a person stores seeds and they start to actually develop, they start sprouting. When they sprout, they produce leaves and they also produce roots. So the beginning of the root process. So that would be a concern for a person to carry it over open soil. We have not clarified the point. What status do our concrete floors or the linoleum tiles? So the Chazanish assumes that these type of things are not a growth medium, and they act as a hefsek, similar to the idea of, we said, metal acts as a hefsek. So a plant, which even if it has a hole in the bottom, which is sitting on the floor of a concrete floor, or there's a concrete floor in the lower levels in the basement, that would act as a blockage. Some disagree and say that concrete, because concrete is really made from different types of dirt, does not act as a hefsek. But if a person has a hard plastic, which is being used as part of the tiles that she puts on the floor, or stone, a person using some type of a stone, it's not ground up dirt, but it's stone. It's not gravel, but it's stone. So that's going to be considered something which should be a hefsek. The concerns of moving the plants will not be questions of karta. Obviously, there are questions of muksa. A living plant, a growing plant, is considered muksa, but there will not be problems of karta. Have a good day.